Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call for GR Infraprojects Limited, hosted by HDFC Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Roshan. On behalf of HDFC Securities, I would like to thank GR Infraprojects for giving us this opportunity to host the first Q1 FY23 results call. Today on this call we have Mr. Vinod Kumar Agarwal, Chairman and the Whole-Time Director of the company, and Mr. Anand Rathi, Group CFO. Without any further delay, I would like to hand over the call to Vinod ji for his opening remarks. Thank you, sir, and over to you.
Parikshit ji, sabko namaskar, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Main Vinod Agarwal, GR Infraprojects Limited ki Q1 FY23 earnings call mein aap sabka swagat karta hoon. Mere saath company ke CFO Mr. Anand Rathi saath mein hain. Ab main aapke saath first quarter ke kuch key highlights ke bare mein baat karunga. Mujhe ye batate hue behad khushi hai ki Q1 FY23 mein company ka project execution kaafi improve hua hai aur is improvement ke saath standalone lagbhag 2,477 crore rupaye ka revenue from operations darj kiya hai, jo pichle Q1 FY22 mein 2,268 2,268 crore rupaye tha. Project execution mein ye improvement recent past mein hamari company ke jo projects hai unki appointed date declaration ki wajah se ho paya hai. Last quarter mein company ne kareeb 130 crore rupaye ka early completion bonus bhi receive kiya hai, jo ek company ke liye record hai. Ye project Purvanchal Expressway ke liye ye bonus mila tha. Iske saath hi hum bhi kaafi upward trend dekhne ko mila hai aur hame puri umeed hai ki execution ki same pace aage bhi continue rahegi. Government ke jo efforts hai, prayas hai, uske karan hum sabko ye lagta hai ki inflation ka pressure kaafi kam ho raha hai. Kaafi sare jo materials, cement, steel, diesel kam ho rahe hain. In sab cheezon ka impact third aur fourth quarter mein zarur dekhne ko milega. Jo second quarter hai usmein execution thoda kam rehta hai monsoon ke karan. To jo last ke do quarter hain uske andar kaafi iska effect dikhega. Halanki thoda uncertain hai aur thoda ye chinta ka vishay bhi hai, but going forward hum umeed karte hain ki grill mein inflation iska interest ka asar zyada nahi rahega kyunki grill mein debt amount bahut zyada hai.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. May I reconnect you, sir, because we're losing audio from your line in between. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management is reconnected. Please proceed, sir. Thank you.
Continue karun? Hello.
Haan sir, haan sir, you can start. Continue.
Haan, mujhe government ke jo efforts hain usse hum sabko ye lagta hai ki inflation ka jo dabav tha wo kaafi kam hua hai aur sare jo construction material ki prices hai usmein downtrend hai. Steel, cement, bitumen, diesel sab sahi hai aur iska asar aane wale jo second quarter mein to kyunki execution kam hota hai, third aur fourth quarter mein iska asar zarur dikhega. Jahan tak interest rate ki baat hai, ye thodi abhi isme uncertainty hai aur thoda ye chinta ka vishay hai ki interest rates se. Lekin company level pe iska bahut zyada asar nahi hoga kyunki company mein debt ko bahut zyada nahi hai. Jahan tak HAM projects ka sawal hai, usmein interest ka badhne se koi fark nahi padta hai kyunki usi sare jo interest rate ke ya bank rate se link kiya hua hai. To rate badhta hai to uske according unchi rate se NHAI ya sarkar jo bhi department ke kaam hai usmein wapas usi ke according repayment milega. June 30, 2022 tak hamare jo projects uski jo order book ki condition, ek L1 project ko shamil karte hue lagbhag hamari aaj ke 30 June ko jo hai order book 17,600 crore ki hai. एक जो एल वन जो प्रोजेक्ट है वो 600 करोड़ है, उसके अलावा सारे प्रोजेक्ट हमें अवार्ड हो चुके हैं। ऑर्डर बुक में करीब 90% के साथ रोड सेक्टर के प्रोजेक्ट सबसे ज्यादा है, ट्रांसमिशन का है, कुछ दो रेलवे के प्रोजेक्ट है। आज के दिन कंपनी के पास 8 कंप्लीटेड रोड एसेट्स हैं, जिसमें 7, इसके अलावा 7 अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन प्रोजेक्ट हैं, 1 अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन ट्रांसमिशन प्रोजेक्ट है, 8 हैम प्रोजेक्ट है जिनकी अपॉइंटेड डेट होनी बाकी है। इन प्रोजेक्ट्स की और करीब 7,000 करोड़ है और हम उम्मीद करते हैं कि इस साल के अंदर अप टू मार्च ये जो 7-8 जो अहम प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं इनकी अपॉइंटेड डेट हासिल हो जानी चाहिए। पिछले क्वार्टर में कंपनी ने करीब 12,000 करोड़ रुपए के बिड्स सबमिट किए थे, जिसमें करीब 2,300 करोड़ की 3 मेट्रो, 700 करोड़ के 11 रोड प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं, 1,000 करोड़ की 1 ट्रांसमिशन प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं, जिसमें अभी तक कंपनी को नहीं मिला है, कुछ के रिजल्ट आने बाकी हैं। FY23 में नए प्रोजेक्ट्स के लिए हमारा टारगेट करीब 15,000 करोड़ रुपए का हासिल करने का है। हमारे पास जो अवेलेबल कैपेसिटी और जो रिसोर्सेज हैं उसके इफेक्टिव यूटिलाइजेशन से हम गवर्नमेंट द्वारा जो इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर की जो अपॉर्चुनिटीज क्रिएट की गई है उसमें हम 15,000 करोड़ तक के काम ले पाएंगे और एक अच्छी ग्रोथ फ्यूचर में देखेंगे। इस साल जो गवर्नमेंट के जो टारगेट है प्रोजेक्ट्स के लिए लगभग 2.3 लाख करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट्स गवर्नमेंट के अवार्ड करने के टारगेट है। ये करीब हमने जो लिस्ट हमें मिली है उसमें करीब 330 प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं जिनकी टोटल लागत 2.3 लाख करोड़ है। मुझे ये इसके अलावा ये बताते हुए बहुत खुशी हो जो अपने हैम प्रोजेक्ट्स है इनके लिए एक इन्विट की प्लानिंग की गई है और इस इन्विट के लिए इसका नाम जो है भारत हाईवे इन्विट कंपनी द्वारा रखा गया, इसको सेबी का पोजीशन भी मिल गया है और इसके साथ ही हम अपने जो ऑपरेशनल जो प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं ट्रांसफर करने की प्लानिंग है और एक ये कंपनी के लिए नया माइलस्टोन है। इसके अलावा हम लोग डाइवर्सिफिकेशन के लिए हम लोग कुछ गवर्नमेंट NHAI और मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्ट रोप वे प्रोजेक्ट्स काफी सारे ला रही है तो उसके लिए भी हम लोग पूरे प्रयास कर रहे हैं कि हम लोग कंपनी एंटर हो इसमें रोप वे प्रोजेक्ट्स में भी और हमारी प्लानिंग है कि इस साल में 1 या 2 कम से कम रोप वे प्रोजेक्ट्स के हम लोग बिल्ड हासिल कर सकें। इसके अतिरिक्त मैं बताना चाहूंगा कि हमें भारत सरकार की तरफ से पूरी उम्मीद है कि सरकार का जो इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पे फोकस है वो इसी तरह बना रहेगा। पिछले दिनों थोड़ा सा गवर्नमेंट ने कोविड के टाइम में काफी कुछ रिलैक्सेशन दिए थे लेकिन बाद में धीरे धीरे गवर्नमेंट उसको रिलैक्सेशन को कम कर रही है। उन रिलैक्सेशन के कारण काफी सेक्टर में कंपटीशन रहा था लेकिन अब धीरे धीरे ड्रॉ कर रही है जिसके कारण जैसे अभी बिल्ड सिक्योरिटी लागू कर दी और आने वाले टाइम में जो परफॉर्मेंस सिक्योरिटी में जो कमी की गई थी वो भी शायद गवर्नमेंट वापस शुरू कर दे तो उससे कंपटीशन कम होगा और हमें नए प्रोजेक्ट अच्छे रीजनेबल रेट पे मिल पाएंगे। जब गवर्नमेंट के ये रिलैक्सेशन कम होंगे तो बिडिंग थोड़ा प्रॉपर होगी और जो जितना पहले जो पिछले साल जो कंपटीशन देखने को मिला था वो कंपटीशन आने वाले समय में कम होगा। इसके साथ ही मैं एक और पॉइंट आपका ध्यान आकर्षित करना चाहूंगा कि कंपनी लो अवॉइडिंग कंपनी है, एक CBI का मैटर हुआ था तो वो अभी उस पर इन्वेस्टिगेशन चल रहा है और जल्दी हमें उम्मीद है कि इसमें कंपनी साफ सुथरे तरीके से बाहर आ पाएगी। और इसके साथ ही मैं आनंद राठी हमारे साथ हैं वो जो की फाइनेंशियल जो नंबर है उसके बारे में आपसे को अवगत कराएंगे। थैंक यू प्रीति जी।
So thank you sir, thank you for giving me this opportunity for sharing the financial of the quarter ending June 2022. And so to talk about the revenue from operation, I'm happy to share that we have recorded decent increase in the same, which stood at approx 2477 crore for the quarter ended June 2022 with 15% on YOY basis. On console basis also it is It is almost 2,700 crores, 2,692 crores, with a growth of 19% approximately. Standalone EBITDA margin is crore for the quarter, which is approximately 20% on the revenue from the operation. EBITDA margin on console basis is also 700 crore approx, which is almost 25% of the revenue from operation. Standalone PAT margin is what we have recorded is 321 crore in the current quarter, 203 crore in the quarter ended June 2021, that is year-on-year basis. And PAT margin on console basis also increased by around 83%, which compared almost at 405 crore in the current quarter from as compared to 221 crore in the previous quarter. I mean, it's a June 2021 quarter. We are close to around 4,700 crore in terms of our net worth as of June 2022. Our net worth on consolidated level basis also has crossed 5,000 crore mark. More specifically, it's approximately 5,215 crores. Standalone borrowing at GR level, I mean company level, at 1,055 crore, which includes the short-term borrowing of 57 crore approximately, with debt-to-equity ratio of 0.23 times. In terms of consolidated borrowing, outstanding at the end of June 2022 is around 5,330 crores, with debt-to-equity of around 1.04 times. During the quarter, company has made addition in terms of CapEx. CapEx addition was to the tune of around 145 crore. As of June 2022, net block of property, plant and equipment is approximately 1,600 crore. Including loans, stood at around 1,545 crore at the end of June 2022. Balance contribution, which is to be infused in those SPVs, is approximately 1,880 crore, 2 to 3 years of time frame. Our working capital in days form, that remains almost same. It is slightly higher, I would say. It's a 77 days against 72 days. Hello, am I audible, Richard?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I'm talking about
Ashish, in between the voice is getting little muffled, so our signal is getting late. So, if you can come closer to the speaker, so it will be more clear.
Sure. Just hold on, Ashish. So, I was talking about working capital. Working capital has increased slightly. It was around 77 days for the current quarter as compared to 72 days, which was at the end of fiscal 2022. It was mainly because of increase in, you know, our pace of execution and unbilled amount. Our trade receivable at standalone basis is around 670 crore at the end of June 22. Our trade receivable at the console level was around 542 crore. Our unbilled revenue or unbilled amount at standalone basis around at the end of June 22, which was 580 crore at the end of fiscal 2022. Inventory has also increased slightly from 1,022 at the end of March 22 to 1,102 at the end of June 22, which is again the reflection of increased pace of execution. The previous quarter, our cash and cash equivalent, including bank balances, you know, at the standard basis around 295 crore, as compared to 445 crore at the end of fiscal 2022. Our cash and cash equivalent on console basis is around 887 of June 22, as compared to 1095 crore at the end of fiscal 2022. Mobilization advance has also increased from 70 crore. At the end of fiscal 2022 to 260 crore at the end of June 2022. As of June 2022, our order book is almost 17,598 crore, which includes L1 position of 592 crore of order as on date. So that's all from my side in terms of the financial angle of the company for the current quarter. I sincerely thank all our those bankers, auditors, for all their support, and look forward to their continued support on behalf of On behalf of company, I thank everybody for attending this call and requesting Parikshit to, you know, open floor for questions. Thank you.
Roshan, we can start the Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who has a question at this time may enter star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one now. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my first question is on the executable order book. Given that some of our orders are still, you know, awaiting the appointed date, what are the order on which we are, which the work has commenced, and what are the pending order books on which the order has not commenced?
So it is my total order book, as I mentioned, it is around 17,600 crore, and we are waiting. I mean, it includes L1 order also. That is, I mean, still we have is almost 600 crore, and the order where we have to receive the appointed date from NHAI is around 7,000 crore. So effectively, I would say 10,000 crore of orders are under execution.
Okay, understood, sir. Secondly, sir, on the InvIT, given that we have registered our InvIT with SEBI, what is the timeline expect the monetization to happen? And are you looking to put the entire portfolio or giving some ROFR to InvIT? Is the understanding right?
Ye jo InvIT hoga, ye public listed InvIT hoga. Aur initially, hum log iske andar jo chhe hamare HAM completed projects hain HAM ke. उसको इसमें इनविट में ट्रांसफर करेंगे और जहां तक टाइमलाइन की बात है इस ईयर एंड में हमारी प्लानिंग है कि ये इनविट कंप्लीट हो जाए और हम लोग कोशिश कर रहे हैं कुछ और जो कंप्लीटेड प्रोजेक्ट्स जो छोटे कंसेशनर्स हैं कुछ वो होल्ड करने की पोजीशन पे नहीं है तो उनसे भी परचेज करके इस इनविट के अंदर हम डालें तो इनिशियली 6 प्रोजेक्ट्स के साथ हम लोग शुरू करेंगे और बाद में जैसे जैसे ये प्रोजेक्ट हमारे कंप्लीट होते जाएंगे इनविट में ऐड करते जाएंगे
और सर जो बाकी प्रोजेक्ट जो कंप्लीट नहीं हुए हैं उसमें हम आरओएफआर देंगे क्या इनविट को
हाँ सी ये क्या है इट्स दिस इज द नेगोशिएशन इफ देयर इज एनी पर्टिकुलर सो एज ऑफ नाउ वी जस्ट डोंट हैव प्लान बट आइडिया इज टू बिकॉज इट वुड बी अ इनविट व्हिच इज स्पॉन्सर्ड बाय जीआर Ideally, whatever project which is being, you know, being getting complete, that has to be, and it should be ideally transferred to that. I mean, if, whether or not ROFR is there or not, right? So ideally, it should be transferred to that InvIT.
Understood. Lastly, sir, land acquisition का जो आपने जीता है ये 5-6 project उसका sir land acquisition का status क्या है sir? और आपके हिसाब से कब तक मिल जाएगा 5-6 date?
इसके अंदर करीब अच्छा इम्प्रूवमेंट है लैंड एक्विजिशन में और हम लोगों की कोशिश है कि मॉनसून के बाद इमीडिएट बाद हम लोग करीब 2 प्रोजेक्ट का इसमें हो जाएगा और रेस्ट 3rd और 4th क्वार्टर में सभी जो प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं 8 प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं सबकी इस करंट ट्रेड होकर काम शुरू हो जाएंगे
अंडरस्टूड सर थैंक यू एंड ऑल द बेस्ट सर थैंक यू
थैंक यू थैंक यू
थैंक यू वेरी मच Just one moment, please, ladies and gentlemen. Our next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you and congratulations on good setup performance this quarter. Sir, before the question, just asking the numbers that you mentioned because your voice were not clear. So just to clarify again, in terms of the capex, you mentioned in Q1, how much capex we have done?
It is 145 crore as of now.
145. And for the full year, we are looking at?
It would be between 300 to 400, depending on, again, I mean, what kind of order we are winning, what time, at what time the project would be started, right? So generally, it would be in the range of 300 to 400 crore.
Okay. And the equity invested already in HAM is how much, sir?
It's around 1,544, 45 crore.
45. And the balance is?
We have to infuse almost 1,880 specifically, but that is to be invested in the next 2 to 3 years of time.
Okay. So this year, how much we will be investing in FY24-25?
Yeah, we invested almost 200 crore of equity, right? It was, I mean, at the end of March 2022, our equity infusion required was almost 2,100 crore. So far, we have invested 200 crore for, and what we have mentioned is that in last call also that almost equally, yeah, 700 crore each, maybe even 100 crore here and there, that's all.
Okay, okay. The second is on the balance sheet numbers. Inventory, I got trade receivable number. Can you repeat again?
So trade on standalone basis, just let me know. It's 670 crore on the standalone basis as of June 2022, right? And on consolidated basis, it's 542 crore.
Okay. And out of this 670 crore, HAM debtors is how much?
HAM debtor would be, because on consolidated level, HAM debtor would be out, right? So it's.
Standalone, I'm saying. On standalone, 670 crore trade receivable, out of that HAM debtor.
Yeah, so HAM debtor would be around 250 crore.
250 crore. Okay. Trade payable is how much as on June?
Trade payable, I need to check. Let me check and come back.
Okay. Okay. And unbilled revenue is how much, sir?
Yeah, unbilled revenue, I mentioned it was around 917 crore.
917 crore. Okay. So it has increased significantly from 580 crore.
Yeah. So that is a reflection of our increase in execution, no? Base of, I mean, base of execution getting.
Okay. Okay.
Monthly run rate is monthly run rate basis. My revenue from operation is around 800 crore, right?
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it, sir. So now.
महीने का जो billing है, वही बाकी है.
बराबर. So, sir, अभी अपना last time we said कि revenue अपना we are looking at 5%-10% का growth for this year, and EBITDA margin 15%-16%. So what's the new number? Are we increasing the guidance on revenue front?
वो थोड़ा वैसे तो third quarter में ज्यादा clarity आती है. So as of now, we are maintaining same. I mean, 5%-10% kind of top line and EBITDA. Again, going forward, as Vinod sir has mentioned, that inflation का pressure is coming down, but if it is temporary or I don't know, I mean, so we have to wait for another one quarter, right?
Okay. So still we will maintain that 15%-16% guidance.
Right.
Okay. And order inflow, you said 15,000 crore that we are targeting. So out of that, HAM EPC would be how much? And other segment, you already mentioned one or two ropeway projects. So if you can also specify in terms of the value, how much are we looking at?
See, we are targeting around 15,000 crore of orders for the current year, and out of that, probably 10,000-12,000 crore would be in the roads, maybe 90% HAM or 70% HAM, depending on what kind of proportion that NHAI would be coming out with, right? But range of 10,000-12,000 for road, and balance would be for, let's say, one or two projects from transmission in the range of, again, 1,000-1,500 crore, and from railway, metro, or ropeway, maybe in the range of, I mean, all put together would be in the range of 3,000 crore, 4,000 crore. That's how we are targeting.
और future में जो NHAI कुछ structure में भी change कर रही है, अभी जो 40% grant है, उसके अलावा एक नया model भी लेकर आ रही है कि 20% grant के साथ, तो हमें लगता है वो हमारे लिए एक अच्छी opportunity रहेगी, उसमें थोड़ा सा equity का ज्यादा जरूरत रहेगा, तो उसमें competition कम होगा, तो हम उसमें भी उम्मीद करते हैं कि साथ जब project आएंगे, तो उसके अंदर कम कंपटीशन होगा और हमारे लिए बेटर पोजीशन पे हम लोग रहेंगे इसमें।
सर वो कब तक आपको लग रहा है कि एनएचआई ये फाइनल करेगा 20% और जो है 40 से 20% रिडक्शन का
प्रोसेस में है, लेकिन ये जो बिडिंग है ये ज्यादा थर्ड और फोर्थ क्वार्टर में थोड़ा कम रहता है, तो हमें उम्मीद है कि थर्ड फोर्थ क्वार्टर में ये आना चाहिए, थर्ड क्वार्टर में।
ओके एंड सर आपने कुछ बीट का मेंशन किया था कि आपने इतना बीट सबमिट किया, कुछ का बाकी है रिजल्ट, सो कितना अमाउंट का रिजल्ट आ गया, कितना बचा हुआ है और वापस से बोलेंगे क्योंकि वो वॉइस थोड़ा ब्रेक हुआ था।
कवरी हमने टोटल 12,000 करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट की बिड किया इस क्वार्टर में, तो करीब 12 में करीब 10,000 करोड़ के रिजल्ट आ गए हैं और 2 से 2,500 करोड़ के रिजल्ट आने बाकी हैं, तो इसमें अभी जो रिजल्ट आए उसमें अभी हमें कोई प्रोजेक्ट नहीं मिला है।
ओके 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 समझ गया सर। ठीक है थैंक यू एंड ऑल द बेस्ट सर।
थैंक यू।
Sir, before we take the next question, may we request, can we call Mr. Rathi directly on his mobile and continue with the call, sir, because your voice is still breaking up.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sir, I'll reconnect you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management is reconnected. Please proceed, sir.
No phone is connected.
Sir, are you connected? Can you hear us?
Yeah, very much.
Okay, 1 minute. I will take the next question now. The next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on good numbers. Sir, just wanted to understand on this metro project. We have been L1s since some time now. So what's the status there now?
It still remains the L1 only. Maybe their procedural issue, I don't know. Probably they have not got the sanction from their authorities. I don't know. I mean, that may be the case, but I mean, we are also guessing why it is getting delayed so much.
Okay. So there is no clear timeline like 3 months, 6 months when it will come through.
It's almost more than 1 year.
Yeah, that's what.
We are also, we are also actually clueless on this.
Got it. So also, sir, you mentioned about, bidding for 12,000 crore worth of projects in first quarter and, 10,000 crore bids were opened, which could be nearly 8 to 10 projects. So is the competition intensity still very high that we have not won any single project out of these 10,000 crore worth of bids? Just wanted to understand because we have been hearing about since few months now that competitive intensity is reducing. So just wanted your view on that.
So in my understanding of the scenario is that competition has not washed out so far. Yeah, but competitor has surely come down. So number of competitors has surely come down. But still, I think the aggression is there in the market.
Okay. Sure. And just, sir, a lot of questions you already gave a very detailed opening remarks. So a lot of questions were answered. Just one last question. What's the status on this? You briefly mentioned on the status about this law enforcement, issue. Could you just elaborate a little more on that? Any update on that, sir, from the last time?
No, so update is, as Chairman sir has also mentioned, that we are very much law-abiding company, right? We never support this kind of, corrupt practices or all that. Yeah, but that matter is still under investigation of the CBI, and we are quite supportive to them. We have been supporting throughout. And we are just waiting, and we have been, we have forwarded our submission also, our case also, that we have not been, engaged in this kind of, and we always believe, and it's our belief that it's our philosophy that we generally, believe in the work, whatever which we have completed, and this particular project itself, that is also that project was completed in 2018. It was Northeast project where we received the bonus also, appreciation letter from the minister also. And we have forwarded our view, our understanding on the case to CBI, and whatever information which is being sought by CBI, we have been, you know, cooperating with them. But yeah, still, I mean, we have been waiting for the, as of now, we just don't have that, what is the outcome? I mean, unless until CBI is, you know, coming up with some specific issue, we are very much clueless on this also.
That's all right, sir. That's all from my side, and I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Vibhor Singhal from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. And congrats on very great execution, sir. अभी जो आपने मेंशन किया कि हैम प्रोजेक्ट्स में एनएचआई वो नई क्राइटेरिया लेके आए हैं जिसमें ग्रांट को 20% तक रिड्यूस करने के हैं उसके बारे में था तो सर जस्ट वांटेड टू आस्क यू इन योर ओपिनियन सर जैसे एनएचआई हैम प्रोजेक्ट्स लेके आया था बिकॉज वो ईपीसी में ज्यादा नहीं देना चाहते थे बिकॉज उससे गवर्नमेंट की इन्वेस्टमेंट रिक्वायरमेंट बढ़ जाती है अभी हैम प्रोजेक्ट्स में अगर वो 20% रिक्वायरमेंट 20% ग्रांट कर देते हैं तो जैसा कि आपने कहा कि काफी सारी कंपनीज हैं जो कि हैम प्रोजेक्ट्स के लिए बिड नहीं कर पाएंगी और तो हमारी जैसी कंपनी जिनकी बैलेंस शीट स्ट्रांग है जो कर पाएंगी ऐसी बहुत ज्यादा कंपनीज नहीं है तो क्या इसकी वजह से ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हैम प्रोजेक्ट्स का क्वांटिटी एनएचआई के पूरी ऑर्डर अवार्ड की पाइपलाइन में कम हो जाएगा और फिर उससे एनएचआई को ज्यादा ईपीसी करने पड़ेंगे क्योंकि बीओटी तो सर वैसे भी ज्यादा डिमांड नहीं है तो उससे तो फिर एनएचआई की कैपिटल रिक्वायरमेंट और बढ़ जाएगी
तो इसमें सभी प्रोजेक्ट इस मॉडल पर शिफ्ट नहीं करेंगे कुछ प्रोजेक्ट इस मॉडल पर शिफ्ट करेंगे
अच्छा।
का जो प्लान है ना इसमें सभी तरह के प्रोजेक्ट रहेंगे 40% ग्रांट के साथ भी प्रोजेक्ट रहेंगे 20% के भी साथ रहेंगे बीओटी के भी रहेंगे ईपीसी के भी रहेंगे तो चारों तरह के मॉडल ये सब करेंगे
अच्छा तो सर हैम प्रोजेक्ट आप बोल रहे हैं दोनों को एग्जिस्ट करेंगे कि कुछ प्रोजेक्ट 20% पे आएंगे और कुछ प्रोजेक्ट 40% पे आएंगे
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल
तो ये क्या है ये गवर्नमेंट इज एक्सप्लोरिंग कि ये जो ग्रांट है कंट्रीब्यूशन फ्रॉम एनएचआई ड्यूरिंग कंस्ट्रक्शन इसको थोड़ा डायनामिक बना दे राइट इट मे बी 40% इट मे बी 20% डिपेंडिंग ऑन द मार्केट आई वुड से व्यू या मार्केट का एक्सेप्टेंस तो ये एक चल रहा है मतलब दैट थिंकिंग इज स्टिल ऑन इसका रिजल्ट क्या आएगा या क्या मतलब प्रॉब्ली दे वुड कम आउट विद न्यू मॉडल ऑल टूगेदर हैम विल कंटिन्यू विद 40% काइंड ऑफ ग्रांट वो एक थोड़ा सा अभी इसलिए उतना क्लियरिटी नहीं है बट यस दे आई मीन व्हाट दे आर ट्राइंग इज कि जो कंपटीशन है बिकॉज ऑफ दैट 40% ग्रांट और कंट्रीब्यूशन जो कंस्ट्रक्शन ग्रांट है ड्यूरिंग कंस्ट्रक्शन बाय एनएचआई उससे क्या हो गया है कि दे आर सो मेनी स्मॉल प्लेयर्स विच आर कमिंग इन टू पिक्चर और आप देखोगे कि पीछे जो 1.5 साल में जो काम या अवार्ड हुए हैं या बिड हुए हैं so far most of the projects are stuck I mean they have not either received the appointed date they have not received their financial closure bahut sare issues hai so idea is government ko bhi ye samajh mein aa raha hai ki project execute to ho nahi rahe though it is I mean they are getting good bid in terms of price they are getting good price but execution ho nahi raha hai so they are just exploring
ministry ka feedback bhi leti hai तो उसमें बेसिकली सर इंडस्ट्री का फीडबैक क्या रहा है आर कब मतलब इंडस्ट्री रेडी है इस 20% मॉडल के लिए और क्या क्या कैसा फीडबैक रहा है जैसा
इंडस्ट्री तो मिक्स है इंडस्ट्री मिक्स है
डिफरेंट व्यूज है जैसे आज हम लोग इसको आना चाहिए जो छोटे जो स्मॉल कॉन्ट्रेक्टर्स हैं वो कहते हैं नहीं सब ये नहीं होना चाहिए हम लोगों ने पहले
इंडस्ट्री के पास में क्या पूरा डेटा नहीं है सी पॉइंट इज व्हाई गवर्नमेंट इज एक्सप्लोरिंग दिस ऑप्शन भाई गवर्नमेंट को कुछ तो लगा होगा ना सर तो अब ऑन व्हाट काइंड ऑफ डेटा दे आर एक्सप्लोरिंग अब वो अब सो इंडस्ट्री फीडबैक बहुत ज्यादा मैटर नहीं करता अनलेस एंटिल द प्रॉब्लम और द अपॉर्चुनिटी विच दे आर सीइंग इनटू दिस काइंड ऑफ ऑप्शन ना वो हमारे के साथ में शेयर करें
गॉट इट सर गॉट इट ओके सर सो जस्ट वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन सर वो जो ट्रांसमिशन प्रोजेक्ट है हमारा उसका क्या स्टेटस है आई मीन एग्जीक्यूशन कब कैसा चल रहा है और कब स्टार्ट इन द सेंस कितना हो गया है एंड व्हाट इज द रन रेट जो हम एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं इस प्रोजेक्ट से गोइंग फॉरवर्ड
नहीं सो दैट प्रोजेक्ट इज फॉर 18 months राइट एंड एग्जीक्यूशन हैज ऑलरेडी स्टार्टेड दैट इज अंडर एग्जीक्यूशन सो उसमें कई सारे अप्रूवल्स होते हैं डिजाइन अप्रूवल राइट एंड कुछ लैंड के अप्रूवल्स सो दोज आर सिक्योरिटीज अबाउट द ट्रांसमिशन So abhi wo sare approval stage mein hai. And okay. Almost initial 2 to 3 months is required for approval. I mean to procure and to have the all approval in place. Aur uske saath saath mein, we have to get the design approved for transmission tower, ye wo sab. So that activity is going on, and what we believe is that it is satisfactory.
ओके तो सर ये सारे अप्रूवल कब तक आ सकते हैं और मतलब हम लोग फुल्ली तरीके से इस पे काम करना कब चालू कर सकते हैं?
नहीं वो फुल्ली तरीके से ही काम चल रहा है सर. काम ऐसा मतलब काम ऐसा नहीं है ना, मतलब काम तो फुल्ली तरीके से ही चल रहा है बट साथ साथ में चलता है.
Got it. सर एक कोई बॉल पार्क नंबर है इसमें जो हम बोल सकते हैं कि पर क्वार्टर हम इतना रेवेन्यू करने की सोच रहे हैं या अगले क्वार्टर कितना रेवेन्यू करने की सोच रहे हैं या इस साल कितना रेवेन्यू करने की सोच रहे हैं इस प्रोजेक्ट से?
तो ये 18 मंथ्स का है एंड स्टार्टेड इन द मंथ ऑफ मे एंड आई वुड से. सो अपने इट इज आवर फर्स्ट प्रोजेक्ट तो वी शुड ऑल्सो नॉट बी यू नो गोइंग एग्रेसिव कि मैं बोलूँ 15 महीने में कर देंगे बिकॉज वी वुड बी ऑल्सो लर्निंग फ्रॉम दिस प्रोजेक्ट राइट. So what we believe is that we would be progressing as per the original schedule. We will take full 18 months. Apna aisa nahi hai. If we would be able to complete, let's say in 15 months, it would be bonus. I mean, bonus milega to milega, company ko milega. But this, see, we are also learning and we are also graduating. I mean, aisa nahi hai ki main day one ko kar do. But yeah, I mean, so far the progress for this project is satisfactory. That we can say.
Got it, sir. Got it. Hey, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions and wish you all the best.
Thank you
very much. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants that you may enter *1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Jiten Roshi from Access Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question was on the order backlog. So you said the 7,000 crore of order book is from the project which is still pending appointed date. So these are the 8 projects which I understand which is still having appointed or pending. So this includes Amritsar Bhatinda and Ludhiana Rupnagar. But sir, you said all these 8 put together the order backlog would be 7,000 crore EPC. Is my understanding correct, sir?
Yes, very much.
Okay. And sir, when for Amritsar and Ludhiana, when do we expect the AD? By September?
Yeah, I mean, because now monsoon has already started, right? So we would also not very much interested, right? So we'll wait for monsoon to end and maybe by September end or October mid. Generally, we'll be having that appointed date.
Oh. And for the rest, we can expect in Q4. Rest 6 projects.
Not, I would say maybe. I mean, we would be receiving the appointed date gradually. It is not that all the projects will be getting appointed date in Q4. Maybe 2 or 3 projects will be having. I mean, depending on the land acquisition, you know, status. Otherwise, we'll be having most of the projects appointed in the quarter in Q3 only. I mean, maybe November, December, right? So that's how we are targeting.
So, sir, if at all you get the appointed date as per your planning, so what kind of execution you can see from this 7,000 crore order book in FY23? You can throw some light.
Because see, let's say if I am starting in the month of October, maybe 10%, right? So 700 crore or 1,000 crore kind of, and depending on at what time I'll be getting that appointed date, right? In generally first 6 months, my execution would be in the range of 10 to 15%.
Then sir, the risk of the execution, the growth or revenue growth can be a bit at a risk because our executable order backlog is low right now. And again, you said that the power project will take some time to kick in. Then what kind of revenue we are expecting from the original project, like for Bilaspur Urja, then your Aligarh Kanpur project, the Dwarka, Devyari project. So these projects, again, the HAM projects of Vadodara, Mumbai. Now, what kind of revenue you can expect from these projects?
So revenue
the 9 months, sir.
No, so put together, I have mentioned that. That's why I kept my growth. So I mean, for current quarter, we have, you know, witnessed high growth, right? In terms of execution, we have witnessed good execution. But that's why I'm saying, depending on, I'm not getting too much bullish in terms of, you know, my execution for going forward. If, let's say, I'll be, certainly, I mean, I'll try to, we'll try always best to, you know, have maximum execution out of those projects. Yeah, but that's why I'm saying that probably for the current year also, our growth would be limited to 5 to 10%. Not more than that.
10%. Okay. Sir, can you give us a breakup of few projects in the terms of what is the outstanding order book as in June? Is it possible? Like Dwarka, Aligarh, then Vadodara, Mumbai.
Right now I'm not having that much detail right now with me. So we can have on those data offline, right?
No worries. Sir, on the bonus front, so this quarter was a very good quarter in terms of bonus. So but sir, if you see in terms of margin, so if you adjust this 132 crore of bonus, 132-133 crore, the margin still remains under pressure in terms of gross as well as EBITDA. So is this 132 crore fully, you know, you adjust from the EBITDA, or there are some cost also involved in it? Like,
it's very difficult to, you know, directly assign any cost. Reason being, it's a sentiment, because when company receive the bonus, then generally contractor also, you know, whoso is working on that particular project may coming to us and asking for some reward of that particular. It is very difficult, but it may be compensated. Some contractor may be compensated on different project. That is something. I mean, it's a collective call. I cannot say it would be a project basis call, but yeah, it's a sentiment issue, right? And of course, I mean, after removing the bonus, probably my margin would be under pressure. That I believe maybe because of inflation so far, which we have witnessed, right? Inflation was quite high in first quarter, which we believe that in third and fourth quarter that would be, you know, under control. I mean, given that government is also doing putting their full efforts to, you know, to take down the inflation, and I mean, what we believe is that.
The question was more from the any legacy. So if there are older projects, so we can see this 15% like EBITDA margin again in this year, because there are only legacy projects which are going on right now. There are no new projects that are getting executed because we are waiting for the appointed date. So this margin pressure will continue, or you are expecting 16 and 16.5, because bonus, I don't know, more bonus can also we can expect, because we have received huge bonus this quarter. So any more bonus you are expecting? Also, just a prudent practice, if you can announce the bonuses on the exchanges so that it's easy for us also to track as a prudent practice, like your counterparts, where we can, you know, keep a track on what is the bonus amount on your on receipt basis, obviously.
What we believe is that probably to certain percentage, if it is more than certain percentage of revenue, then probably we are announcing. Otherwise, I mean, for us, we can do, I mean, we can always announce as and when we receive the bonus. That is not an issue for us.
So any more bonus expected in 9 months, sir?
Whatever project, I mean, we expect, I mean, we are having some projects where we believe that we'll be able to complete before time. But our expectation, our try would be, I mean, we always would try, it will always be our endeavor to, you know, complete the project before time to get more bonus and more rewards and all that.
On the basis of your current expectation, what can be the guidance for FY24 in terms of revenue growth? See, for example, if you achieve this 5 to 10% growth, and you will be seeing the execution of your HAM projects.
For 24, you are asking, right?
Yes, sir.
See, 24, it actually depends on, I mean, by the end of December, what kind of projects we have, you know, won. So this is that only we'll be able to give the exact, it's not exact, but it realistic number of growth. Right?
Product,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Sir, two questions. So this new rate of GST, which has been implemented from with effect of July. So what kind of impact it is having in terms of our processing of the GST credits, etc.? And is it leading to any increase in our working capital or outstandings with the government?
See, in my opinion, again, because if there is rate change or GST change, apne ko claim karna hai in terms of change of law or all that, so working capital thoda impact to rahega. Thoda, because there would be more money stuck into this rate. Bada diya hai, so it is 18%. So which is, I think it's a handsome amount. थोड़ा रहना चाहिए मतलब वर्किंग कैपिटल थोड़ा आई बिलीव मतलब उसमें देखते हैं हाउ गवर्नमेंट इज क्विक इन टर्म्स ऑफ यू नो रीइंबर्सिंग दोज एक्स्ट्रा कॉस्ट व्हिच यू नो वी आर इनक्रीइंग फ्रॉम जीएसटी
राइट fair enough, sir. Secondly, in terms of the transmission projects that we are targeting, so at this point of time, what is the pipeline that you are looking at? How many projects you plan to bid in the next maybe 2, 3, or 4 months? If you can just indicate.
Around 15,000 crore, I would say 13,000 to 15,000 crore of projects are in the pipeline.
लेकिन लेने का ये क्या तो project है?
हाँ वो bid pipeline तो उतना है. 14,000 to 15,000 crore का pipeline है. Maybe in the range of I would say 8-10 project होंगे.
Right. सर ये कभी नहीं मतलब ये दिस इज विदिन दिस क्वार्टर और इट इज गोइंग टू टेक अ लॉन्ग टाइम
सी ये गवर्नमेंट जो है ना जनरली इट्स डिपेंड्स ऑन आई मीन इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू से कि गवर्नमेंट हाउ क्विक द गवर्नमेंट इज द गवर्नमेंट ने अनाउंस तो कर दिया एक प्रोजेक्ट कभी कई बार डिले कर करके टेक जनरली टेक 6 months और 3 months डिपेंडिंग ऑन सो थोड़ा मतलब फॉर मी टू कमेंट ऑन दिस इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट बट आइडेंटिफाइड पाइपलाइन इज अराउंड 15,000 crore इज ऑलरेडी डिक्लेयर बाई गवर्नमेंट
राइट सर ओके थैंक यू आई एम डन सर थैंक यू
थैंक यू Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to request participants to please restrict their questions to 2 so that the management can address all your questions. Our next question is from the line of Tina Vermani from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is a follow-up question related to margins only, which one of the participants had earlier asked. Like you mentioned that when we adjust these margins, when we adjust the early completion bonus, the margins come to somewhere around 14.3% for the quarter. So is it more of an indication of higher execution of EPC projects in the quarter than the HAM projects? And how much is the impact of the inflation that you had mentioned? So just wanted to understand both the aspects in the breakup of revenues for the current quarter, a broader breakup.
So broader breakup, mein, I will tell you that around 63-64% is EPC, balance is HAM. So HAM portion we have, I mean, if we compare with the previous quarter, our HAM execution has increased, right? One thing. Dusra, second point is that the whatever new projects so far we started, na, those are in their early stage. So early stage, mein, what I believe is the utna zyada profit hota nahi hai. Third one is that what I believe is that in first quarter, we were under influence of, or I would say we were under, you know, I would say that inflation was the key factor for the first quarter, which we believe that as of now, as we speak, I mean, there are quite consistent in terms of, you know, inflation getting cool, right? To that extent, my number would be, you know, my margin would be under pressure. Inflation ka kuch pressure hota hai, but it is very difficult for us to, you know, give accurately the what kind of effect is there in margin. But I believe, in my opinion, it would be in the range of 2-3%.
Okay.
That I believe. But it is mix of my status of my project.
where division is going on. It's a mix of, again, it's a effect of inflation and it's a real project, right?
So, sir, if 63-64% is from EPC, then variable pricing clauses are not in place in EPC because HAM, there is still an impact, there is still a delayed flow through of inflation. But in case of EPC, is it not covered under variable pricing clauses?
No, no. EPC as well as HAM, both are covered, but wo time lag ke saath mein hota hai. So it is not that ki aisa nahi ki immediately, I mean kal inflation hua to aaj mere ko mil jayega, it is not like
right
wo time lag rehta hai.
Okay, so this can rectify in coming quarters if prices keep coming down,
right. So that's our view.
Okay, got it, sir. My second question is on the inflow target that you have given for the year. Are there any state highway projects also targeted in this guidance which you have given for the inflow for FY23? Or it is primarily NHAI?
No, as a practice, we generally not, you know, bidding into state highways, generally, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless until we found some good opportunity. So I think we haven't targeted so far any state highway.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aditya Bhartia from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Sir, आपसे थोड़ा सा diversification के बारे में समझना था. कौन कौन से areas अपन target कर सकते हैं? आपने transmission line अपन कुछ time से कर रहे हैं. आपने पहले हाई स्पीड रेल के लिए ट्राई किया है, कितनी बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी वो होगी, वहां पे हमारा क्या कैपेबिलिटी सेट रहेगा, एंड इसके सिवाय आपने जो रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट्स वगैरह के बारे में बात की, वो कितनी बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी होगी, कितने ऑर्डर्स आप उसमें लेने का टारगेट कर रहे हैं, अगर आप थोड़ा सा डाइवर्सिफिकेशन के बारे में बताएं.
हाँ, देखिए अभी रोपवे अभी गवर्नमेंट की प्लानिंग में शुरू कर रहे हैं, एक प्रोजेक्ट इन्होंने अभी बिड हुआ भी है, उसमें काफी उनका थोड़ा सा उसका सही नहीं था तो हम लोग उसको पार्टिसिपेट नहीं किए, लेकिन आगे रोपवे में काफी ज्यादा प्रोजेक्ट आ रहे हैं, तो धीरे धीरे जैसे जैसे प्रोजेक्ट होंगे ये एरिया खुलता जाएगा, और हम लोग रोपवे में काफी सीरियस हैं क्योंकि रोपवे जो है एनएचए के थ्रू आ रहा है, रोपवे के अलावा हम लोग मेट्रो और रेलवे में भी काफी इस पे ध्यान दे रहे हैं, और इसके साथ ही अपना जो हाई स्पीड जो है बुलेट ट्रेन उस पर भी हम लोग काफी फोकस कर रहे हैं. सो आदित्य, उसमें क्या है कि देखो हम लोग नो डाउट वी आर एक्सप्लोरिंग न्यू अपॉर्चुनिटीज, पर हम लोग उतना फास्ट नहीं है, मतलब हम लोग थोड़ा समझने की ट्राई करते हैं. एक ट्रांसमिशन लिया है उसको भी मतलब सो नए प्रोजेक्ट ट्रांसमिशन में वी आर कंटिन्यूस आर बिडिंग इन ट्रांसमिशन सेक्टर ऑल्सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आर बिडिंग, बट उसमें क्या है कि वी आर नॉट गोइंग मच एग्रेसिव, राइट? तो अनलेस अंटिल थोड़ा समझ में आ जाएगा तो या आई मीन थोड़ा सा हम लोग स्लो है न्यू डाइवर्सिफिकेशन में. प्रोजेक्ट देखते हैं, एक्सप्लोर करते हैं, सेक्टर देखते हैं, सो बिड भी करते हैं, एंड अनलेस अंटिल वी यू नो हैव सम कमांड थोड़ा उतना एग्रेसिव हो नहीं पाते.
अंडरस्टूड सर. जैसे बुलेट ट्रेन वाला जो प्रोजेक्ट था वो काफी बड़ा प्रोजेक्ट था, एंड अगर मेरी अंडरस्टैंडिंग ठीक है तो आई थिंक अपन उसमें L2 बिडर थे, तो कैपेबिलिटी सेट के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से आपको लगता है कि कैपेबिलिटी है, स्किल सेट अपने पास पूरा है टू एग्जीक्यूट प्रोजेक्ट ऑफ दैट साइज?
कैपेबिलिटी वाइज अपने को लगता है कि वी आर हैविंग गुड एनफ कैपेबिलिटीज, पर प्रोजेक्ट अच्छा तभी है, थोड़ा मार्जिन भी होना चाहिए ना. आई मीन वी वर L2, बहुत ज्यादा डिफरेंस नहीं था, बट यस आई मीन कई बार बैड लक हो जाता है तो वी कुडंट गेट दैट प्रोजेक्ट, बट या आई मीन इफ प्रोजेक्ट इज वी आर गेटिंग प्रोजेक्ट विद गुड मार्जिन, एक डिसेंट मार्जिन, आई वुड नॉट से कि बहुत ज्यादा मार्जिन चाहिए, बट द काइंड ऑफ रिस्क विच वी फोरसी इन दैट पर्टिकुलर प्रोजेक्ट उस हिसाब से मार्जिन चाहिए. The resources that would be utilized for execution of those projects, उस हिसाब से मार्जिन चाहिए.
तो उतना होता है, तो आई थिंक कैपेबिलिटी वाइज नॉट ए बिग चैलेंज फॉर अस.
श्योर. एंड जैसे ये सारे एरियाज हैं, वाटर है या रिन्यूएबल प्रोजेक्ट हैं, इनको भी आप कभी बाद में टारगेट करने का सोच रहे हैं? आपने इवेल्युएट किया और आपको लगा कि दीज आर नॉट द एरियाज जहां पे आप इंटरेस्टेड हैं?
नहीं, वाटर में हम लोग जरूर देखेंगे, बाकी रिन्यूएबल में ज्यादा हमें हमारे लिए स्कोप नहीं दिखता है, क्योंकि उसके अंदर मेटल कंपोनेंट ही ज्यादा है, एजुकेशन का ज्यादा कुछ काम है नहीं. लेकिन वाटर प्रोजेक्ट जब भी आएंगे उसको हम लोग जरूर देखेंगे.
अंडरस्टूड सर. एंड सर, आपने ये जो एनविट के बारे में बात की, ये किस तरीके से, जैसे आपने इनिशियली तो जो कम्प्लीटेड प्रोजेक्ट है वो आपने उसमें कर दिए, बट बाद में जैसे जैसे प्रोजेक्ट कम्प्लीट होंगे वो किस तरीके से वर्क करेगा, कैसे मैकेनिज्म वर्क करता है? ऑल द प्रोजेक्ट, सारे प्रोजेक्ट जो आपके कम्प्लीट होंगे वो उस इनविट में जाएंगे या कुछ कुछ जाएंगे या नेगोसिएशन होगा, बिडिंग होगा, कैसे रहेगा वो?
सी, मतलब व्हाट विल ट्राई इज कि जो भी ट्रांजेक्शन होगा, जैसे पहला हो रहा है, बाद वाला भी वैसे ही होगा ना, इट वुड बी ऑलवेज. बिकॉज सी, हम लोग एक तो क्या है कि व्हाट वी आर टारगेटिंग इज दैट कि आर स्टेक ऑन दैट इनविट वुड बी लेस देन 50%. दैट्स हाउ वी आर टारगेटिंग इन, नॉट इमीडिएटली बट मे बी इन नेक्स्ट 6 to 12 months. दैट्स हाउ वी आर टारगेटिंग, राइट? तो एक तो क्या होगा कि वट एवर ट्रांजेक्शन, वट एवर न्यू प्रोजेक्ट विच वुड बी कम्प्लीटेड बाई जी आर वुड बी ट्रांसफर टू इनविट बेसिस दैट arm's length dealing. मतलब वहां पे भी इन्वेस्टर होगा. एंड वी हैव, आई मीन वी स्टार्टेड यू नो सेटिंग अ टीम फॉर दिस इनविट. वट वी आर प्लानिंग इज दैट द टीम वुड बी टोटली इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ यू नो जी आर मैनेजमेंट. हमारा कोई मैनेजमेंट, हमारा इंटरफेस, बिकॉज दैट इज अ टोटल डिफरेंट सेट ऑफ स्किल दैट इज रिक्वायर्ड फॉर दैट इनविट, राइट? तो our target or our endeavor would be that to have that independent team set up over there in Invit and to evaluate our asset, and not only our asset, probably whatever market mein aur koi available hai, those asset would also be evaluated by them, and then the team of that Invit would be having a mandate from the investor of that Invit that to give them highest return, maximize their return, all that. So uske liye whatever best practices hogi that will incorporate in those, you know, whatever जो भी ट्रांजेक्शन विच विल बी डूइंग और विच विल बी डूइंग गोइंग फॉरवर्ड. पहले ओरिजिनली हम लोग, मतलब एज ऑफ नाउ वी आर हैविंग ऑलमोस्ट 6. बाय द टाइम वी वुड बी लॉन्चिंग इन विच एक और दो प्रोजेक्ट और हमारा ऑपरेशनल हो जाएगा. सो एंड इन फ्यूचर ऑल्सो वट एवर प्रोजेक्ट विच वुड बी कम्प्लीटेड बाई कंपनी दैट वुड बी ट्रांसफर्ड ओनली ऑन आर्म्स लेंथ बेसिस. इसमें जी आर तो अपना देखेगा ही एट द टाइम ऑफ, बट एट द सेम टाइम investor of Invit would also be like to have, you know, best returns, right? They want also, they also willing to, you know, have that the return of Invit would be maximized, that, right? So wo karenge, matlab uske liye ab we have to define some methodology ki where both the interest of both the parties, I mean GR as well as investor of Invit, can be taken care of.
Understood, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit Kanpal.
Yeah, hi, Rati ji. Just one question I have. So on this Invit, so at the date of making this invest, so how many assets are initially you plan to take, and what will be the book value of the equity which will, of these assets which will get transferred? And also the last thing, do we have a management team in place now for this invest? So you can just touch upon these two things.
Yeah. So Parikshit, date, I mean, to answer your question on equity, as of now we are having almost equity value of those seven asset. As of now, my book value of equity is around 1,000 crore, right? And the team is also in place. The team is also building up. They are, you know, so far we have appointed independent, and I mean, in our opinion, we have taken a competent
staff to manage the show for that InvIT. And from the same background, I would say, from not from this construction background, from the financial world, right? So far we have taken, and we have given them independent hand, right, to, you know, set up their own team to evaluate the projects, not only for GR, but the projects which would be available in the market in general, right? So what exactly I wanted to highlight here is that the InvIT or the team of that InvIT would be completely independent of, you know, GR's management, that would be taking care of InvIT investors. And needless to say that GR would also be the investor of that InvIT, right? So that would be the mandate for that team, right, to take care of interest of the investors. Yeah, after that time, we are targeting again, maybe by end of December, I would say between December to January or February, that we believe that InvIT will be in place.
Okay. Great, sir. Because obviously interest rate is also increasing, so we'll have some benefits on account of increase in interest rate, so the valuation of the InvIT may also increase. So,
Very, very, it's true.
Yeah. Okay. So that was my question. Thank you, sir, and thank you, Vinodji and Anandji, for giving us this opportunity. So any final words you have, sir, before we close
thank
the call?
Thank you. Shukriya. Anandji,
and looking for same kind of support from all the investors and all the community as we were, you know, receiving throughout. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, members of the management team and Mr. Kanpal. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.